Nikki Russ Fetterman listens to Studio 360 in New York City. And in New York, the name Russ is pretty much synonymous with bagels and lox. Russ and Daughters is a century-old food shop on the Lower East Side, and Nikki is the great-granddaughter of its founder.
I was probably 5 or 6, and I would jump on top of the sacks of onions and potatoes, and the delivery guy would wheel me into the kitchen, and I somehow thought that I was performing, very important work.
But Nikki's parents encouraged her to get a good education and make a life for herself away from the smoked salmon and whitefish.
I went to Amherst College, and I studied political science. Then after college, I jumped around from one profession to the next. I worked in the art world. I worked in health research. I taught yoga, and nothing ever stuck. There was always this thing in the back of my mind of Russ and Daughters, but selling food, smelling like smoked fish at the end of the day, those are not the things that I felt that I was educated to do. Around this time, two friends of mine were hosting an event called Klezmer Brunch at a music club called Tonic. Klezmer Brunch brought together young klezmer musicians to play, and also there was food. And so these friends of mine would stop by Russ and Daughters, pick up bagels and lox, and so I ended up joining them. Tonic was housed in an old winery where they would make kosher wine. And upstairs was the event space where there was a stage, and it was kind of dark and slightly grungy. And the music was just so lively.
My brains are black, hang halfway down my back. My eyes like coal, the windows to my soul.
I mean, it was a hip crowd. There were these cute girls playing the accordion and these good-looking guys who were playing clarinet or singing. And I saw these people who could have been brought up to be doctors or lawyers or engineers or what have you, and yet they were choosing to be musicians, to have the chutzpah, the will, to do something different. They were fusing the old school in a way with the new school, adding their own twist to it. And that made it a very powerful, revelatory experience for me. There's a Yiddish word, yichus, which means lineage. And I looked at of what it meant to be the fourth generation of a tradition. And I looked at what Russ and Daughters meant to, not just to myself, but to so many New Yorkers, to so many people who had some connection to this city or to being Jewish or just loving food. And what would happen if Russ and Daughters wasn't there? I realized that I had to become a little less selfish and offer myself to a real opportunity.
So we can't tempt you with some herring?
Oh, it's herring.
Well, there's always, bagels, bialys.
Now I am co-proprietor of Russ and Daughters.
Russ and Daughters.
And the fourth generation of the family to continue the business.
Yes, that's the Swedish Leksand. Have you had the smoked salmon tartare before? It's all running beautifully. We're so happy this season with the caviar, yeah. This is a picture of the store in the 30s. You can see that's my great-grandfather behind the register. So I'm still wearing the same white coat that he wore.
Yeah, she's much too young.
Much too young? I know, still in training, right?
Yet, even after I had decided to come into the business, I certainly had my doubts. There were a lot of days where, after you're working 6 days a week, 10 hours a day, you smell like smoked fish. I certainly wondered if this was really the right thing. It was certainly taking a toll. So I was having my struggles with the business. I was also trying to plan my wedding. And through the store, I had become friendly with John Zorn, the pioneering downtown musician whose work is influenced by klezmer and Jewish music, but he also really pushes the envelope in every other direction. And one day, John and I were talking in the store. He was buying his Whitefish and his Bialys, and he asked me how the wedding plans were coming along and whether I had secured any musicians. And I said no, to which he replied that he would play. And there is a slight melancholy to the sound and kind of wailing, you hear that. And yet it I think affirms the life experience. And for me, having this music at my wedding, I mean, yes, it's a joyful moment of union and it's celebratory. At the same time, you're sort of acknowledging that life is, you know, life is messy. To have that music present was so affirming, and I felt walking down that aisle that, yes, I've made the right decision. I'm marrying the right guy, and I'm doing the work that I was meant to do.
Nikki Russ Fetterman of Russ and Daughters. She listens to the show on WNYC. Studio 360's Jenny Lawton produced our story. Is there some live performance or a book or other work of art that's changed your life? If so, tell us about it at studio360.org.